Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
About 100 people fishing on a frozen lake in northern Minnesota were rescued after a large chunk of ice broke off, leaving them roughly 90 feet away from land on Monday. Rescuers made a temporary bridge on the upper Red Lake, and no one was hurt. Representative Donald McEachin, the Democrat from Virginia, died Monday from complications due to rectal cancer. He was 61. McEachin's House seat will remain vacant until Governor Glenn Youngkin schedules a special election to replace him. Russia and the United States put off a new round of talks under the New START treaty this week that would have been the first arms reduction talks since the Russian invasion of Ukraine in February. Russia's foreign minister said they will meet at a later date and gave no reason for the delay. A possible railroad workers' strike could happen as soon as next week. Tim Berg has more from Phoenix.
Businesses across the United States are pleading with Congress to prevent a nationwide rail strike. The business groups wrote a letter to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and others to impose a contract or extend a negotiation cooling-off period in order to keep the railroads running. The Biden administration warns a nationwide strike could cripple our economy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Protests against China's stringent COVID regime failed to take place Monday night as authorities deployed a heavy police presence in the capital and other major cities to deter a repeat of the weekend demonstrations. Beijing, Shanghai, and elsewhere, crowds largely stayed away, despite plans to gather disseminated on social media. NASA's Artemis 1 Orion capsule has now traveled further beyond Earth than any spacecraft designed to carry astronauts. The uncrewed Orion beat the record achieved by Apollo 13 in April of 1970 at 249,000 miles from Earth. USA Radio News.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
The White House press secretary appears to be unaware of much regarding Nobel Peace Prizes. Victoria Idoni has more from the nation's capital.
On Monday, President Biden hosted this year's American Nobel Prize winners for a congratulatory visit. That was followed by Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre announcing the news, which became the story.
Today, President Biden met with 3 U.S. winners of the 2022 Nobel Prize, Dr. Caroline Bertozzi, who won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry, Dr. John Clauser, who won the Nobel Prize in Physics, and Dr. Douglas Diamond, who won the Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences.
4 times in a row, she made the reference to the Nobel Prize instead of Nobel. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Some Americans are still trying to get home after bad weather forced thousands of flight delays over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and storms forecast for Tuesday threaten even more travel woes. Tornadoes are forecast for regions between northern Louisiana and southwest Tennessee today, and folks in Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Mississippi should remain on high alert for tornadoes. The United States soccer team will play Iran in a few hours in their quest for the World Cup. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour. Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Bill Martinez here. And we've got Victoria Karolinko with us. Veronica, what am I saying, Victoria? I'm sorry I changed your name.
This is fine. Usually people mess up my last name.
I know. Well, I thought, I'd be different. Let's mess up the first name, Veronica.
Right?
No, thank you very much. I appreciate your grace. She's a research associate at the defense consulting firm Geostrategic Analysis. And we're going to talk about all things Ukraine, because there are so many moving parts, as you know, Veronica, and you've been on top of this. So I thought it was appropriate to have you on this morning so you can share with us, a lot of things that people have heard. They just want to, and maybe they've heard parts and pieces, but, you know, we're going to have a little bit of time here to talk about it so they understand, you know, what is going on with Ukraine and America's investment, and also the NATO partners that are now reporting that they're running out of support and ammunition supplies to help Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bill, as far as I know, they're meeting today in Bucharest, Romania, and they actually reassured the support for Ukraine and for Ukrainian citizens. They said they will focus on increasing, actually, assistance such as air defense systems and ammunition to Ukraine. They will also, they are discussing non-lethal aid, including fuel, medical supplies, winter equipment, and drone jammers. This is what I've heard delivered through a NATO assistance package that allies can contribute to. So far, what I've seen from the meeting, NATO meeting today, the foreign ministers met, and they are very optimistic. And they should be, because you've been following the Ukrainian counteroffensive in the last couple of weeks, of course. Mm-hmm. Even though it's happening, like you said, the situation is extremely difficult, and there are a lot of moving parts. And you know that Russia has targeted Ukraine's power plants and transmission, distribution facilities, and water pumping stations since early October, with each barrage having greater impact than the last as damage accumulates and winter sets in. Bill, Kiev and its allies say Russia's attacks on civilian infrastructure are war crimes, and war, and Moscow in turn denies its intent. Hurt civilians, but said last week their suffering would not end unless Ukraine yields to Russia's demands. But at the same time, Russia fails to spell them out. Mm-hmm. So, but at the same time, half of Ukraine's energy infrastructure is either damaged or destroyed, and nearly 10 million people right now are currently without power.
Wow.
So this is why NATO is saying that they will be sending more humanitarian assistance as well. And, you know, Tony Blinken, our Secretary of State, said that the United States will be sending lots of supplies in terms of supporting Ukrainians on the ground.
Yeah, it's just, you wonder, Veronica, how long they can last. I mean, both sides, how long Ukraine can last, how long, you know, Russia seems to be at, you know, so to speak, their wit's end here, because they thought this was going to be a cakewalk, and they've realized that, boy, the resistance, you know, there's always something, an advantage of the home team advantage. You know, when you are fighting for your own homeland, I mean, it really counters the narrative of Vladimir Putin, you know, suggesting that, you know, he's there to liberate Russia, you know, Russians that are there in Ukraine. Somehow they're stuck, right?
Yes, Bill. Well, I'm half Russian. I'm from a major Russian city in Ukraine originally. And my dad is from Russia. And he says that he's never seen such an awful regime, well, maybe since, you know, Soviet times in Russia. And my dad was born in Russia, and he says, wow, this is something unbelievable happening. And nobody in Ukraine, nobody, probably, well, maybe some minor exceptions, could imagine that Russia would invade Ukraine. Because since the Soviet times, people were taught that Ukrainians and Russians and, you know, other people living in the Soviet Union, former Soviet Union, were brothers and sisters.
Exactly.
And it was unthinkable. And, you know, before the war began in February 24th, 70% of Russians did not support the invasion.
Exactly.
Because the talks were in the air, and the preparations were ongoing. So, and what he's saying, what Putin is saying about liberating Ukrainians from Nazi, it's such BS. I'm sorry for the lack of better word. It's absolutely not true. And who's dying right now in Ukraine are people from the mixed families like myself. And this has nothing. This narrative is so false, and it's an absolute tragedy. A tragedy. And as you said, it's you know, when you defend your home country, your morale is extremely high. And you see what's happening with the Russian forces. They announced their mobilization a little over than months ago, 300,000 people, and just as many young men left the country when the announcement was made. It tells you everything about Russians' motivation to fight this war.
Right. Well, the other thing, too, when you see the people, you know, demonstrating in the streets there in Russia, I mean, what the West does not understand, I mean, it's almost like you're declaring a death sentence on yourself, are you not?
When you protest in Russia,
yes.
Well, their police is known to be very brutal. They're probably not as brutal as Chinese ones, but and you know, believe it or not, my cousin works at the Russian police, because as I said, I still have family in
Wow.
Russia. And I know that they are paid very handsomely. They are. And so they love this. They love Putin's regime, and they're all in, and they think that people who are protesting, they're agents of the West, and they just seek to destroy Mother Russia. But they're just ordinary people.
Yes.
They're just people who understand that they have no interest in this war. And also, you know, the other side of the story is sanctions.
Yes.
Well, some you know, observers say that they do not hurt Russians and they don't hurt Russian economy. Well, it is not true. The standards of living declining in Russia is very, very rare. rapidly. The inflation is a real thing, it's raging, and it's worse than it's here in America.
Right.
So people are hurting economically too, not just morally, not just, you know, feeling this historic injustice that is happening. They are hurting from sanctions as well.
Exactly. Well, and I think this is the problem with sanctions, is you think there's a direct causal effect. Well, guess what? The oligarchs always take care of themselves. That's who you're trying to hurt, and you end up hurting, you know, the wrong people. You hurt the people, and maybe, you know, the strategy is that, well, if the people hurt enough, then they'll go out in the streets and they'll put pressure on their government. But when you're dealing against an oppressive government like Putin in Russia, not quite so easy. We've got more. Stay with us right here.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Lord is moving in Thailand, and we at the Tide Ministry are incredibly grateful for the many volunteers who dedicate their time and talents to sharing the gospel through our radio broadcasts. This work would not be possible without the passion of those who are on fire for the gospel. Often, those who come to know the Lord through our broadcasts are the ones who know how valuable it can be, and they volunteer their own time and talents to help share the good news with others. The response of the listeners in Thailand is incredibly encouraging. Whether helping out in the studio or meeting with listeners, we pray that these volunteers continue to share the good news with those in their communities. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Thailand whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's being reported that Russian atrocities And they are out there, no doubt, are bringing NATO closer than ever. And Veronica Kirilenko was just sharing that with us. Despite fears of fatigue, NATO allies are closer than ever after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Dr. Veronica Kirilenko, she's a research associate at the defense consulting firm Geostrategic Analysis. Veronica, what do you say about this? That, you know, because I've heard that said repeatedly, is that the NATO partnership is actually strengthening through this conflict.
It's true. It's true. And, you know, because of the Russian offensive and because of the developments since February, two European countries, Finland and Norway, they actually said that they do want to be a part of the alliance. And just today, NATO's chief, Stoltenberg, said that once the war is over, Ukraine can become a member. And even in February, it was a very vague perspective. It was very uncertain, and NATO was very hesitant about taking Ukraine into alliance. And for the good reasons, because since 2014, Ukraine had this territorial dispute with Russia, Donetsk region, which is just on the border between eastern border between Ukraine and Russia, and NATO was not so sure about whether Ukraine should be a member or not, and they actually said, well, probably not, because you know they're not do not accept such countries as Ukraine that have territorial conflicts with other countries. So and now look at that, NATO is expanding, and who they have to thank to for that. Putin himself, and he said that it was one of the main reasons for the military operation, as they call the war, to stop NATO expansion. And he said NATO should stop at the borders of 1997. Mm-hmm. Well, this is not what's happening. This is the opposite of what he intended to do. So, Putin, right, apart from being a brilliant strategist, and Bill, you asked me about Zelensky, the break. Zelensky, obviously, you know, when you see the Democrats and the Biden administration is siding with someone, your instinct is, okay, we should not trust these people. And because when you see such a support for someone from we know are crooks like President Joe Biden, you should be careful trusting these people. And I mean, I understand this. And consider the amount of money that and aid that we have already sent to Ukraine. As of today, the Biden administration has provided more than $20 billion in military assistance to Kyiv and about $10 billion in humanitarian assistance, about $13 billion in economic assistance. And just a few weeks ago, they requested an additional $34 billion. And we know that, oh my goodness, I mean, America is struggling right now. And
exactly,
we have so many troubles at home. And naturally, many Americans, you know, like Marjorie Taylor Greene saying, if Ukraine is 51st state, why are we sending so much money, our own money? This is not the government's money. This is taxpayers' money.
Exactly.
And, you know, 2 days ago, Fox News reported that the Biden administration was scrambling to track some 20 out of 15 billions in military aid sent to, sent to Ukraine. And in light of the FTX story, I wonder how much money was, you know, funneled through the Ukrainian government and back to the Democratic Party. I mean, the corruption in Ukraine is infamous. And
yes,
but at the same time, to be honest, I mean, if I or anyone else was in Zelensky's place, what would you do? You would probably try to get as much aid, as much help, as much ammo, as much tanks and missile defense systems as you can, right?
Right. Well,
you would try your best to protect your people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when Zelensky won his presidency, he was extremely popular. He's even more popular right now in Ukraine. Actually, he positioned himself as Ukraine first kind of candidate, like Trump was here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And this is why Ukrainians supported him. And he ran on the platform of fighting with corruption, fighting with the swamp in Kiev, like Trump did here. This is why Ukrainians saw him as a glimmer of hope in this corrupt environment.
Yeah.
And is he a good leader? Is he a good war leader? I think he is.
Mm-hmm.
Is he sane? No, obviously not. But I do support the propositions of the Republicans. And again, I spoke about Marjorie Taylor Greene and a handful of other Republicans, including Matt Gaetz, Thomas Massey, and others. They recently unveiled a resolution for an audit of the funds allocated and sent to Ukraine. So should we support Ukraine? Yes, but we need to monitor and we need to track everything that we send. Because, failing to even know where $20 billion went, I mean,
yes.
This is not serious.
No, it really isn't. And especially the other thing that's bothersome is when you have money going in there and then coming back to the Democratic Party. We know Ukraine is probably headquarters for money laundering.
Right.
Right. So it's a natural function for them. But to your point, this is about life and death for the Ukrainian people. And the president knows how to play the game. Well, the Democrats are, they're buying up votes. They're buying up influence. This is what they do. I think it's quite rich that they're able to do it out of the people's treasury like this. And, and the people just, they kind of hear about it and they just don't, they're not sure what to make. Well, of course, 50% of the country, if they're Democrats, it's no big whoop. It goes by them. But the rest of us are going, wait a minute. I mean, we're caught in this, in this repeat cycle that goes on, within the culture. And it is, in a sense, it's kind of a soft corruption process. And this is perpetrated, I think largely by Democrats. I know some people often say, well, Bill, the Republicans do it. I didn't see a big bunch of money coming from Ukraine into the Republican Party for the last, political campaign for the midterms. I saw it all going into the Democratic Party. So excuse me. And this is what the Democrats have done time and again. And they're taking full advantage of every crisis because that's what they do. And whatever they can do to leverage it that interests them and puts them in the advantage, they have no conscience, Veronica. And this is what's really upsetting Americans. American citizens are just saying, I've had it. I've had it with the political system. It is so corrupt, and it's obviously corrupt. And, they were saying, like a lot of people on our show, Veronica, were saying, we don't want a red wave. We want an American wave. How about that? How about if we have an American wave and we, recapture and get our moral compass back and we start aligning with those things that are proper and righteous? What a concept, right?
Well, we're working on it right now with this conversation, I believe. And
yeah.
Bill, and about Ukraine and the Democrats, and please don't forget that when Joe Biden served as Obama's vice president,
he
oversaw Ukraine.
Yes,
he created all these schemes. He was a part of this. He worked so hard. He had 8 years for that. And
the thing is, you bring up something so important here, and this is people are missing this point as well. See, this happened on Barack Obama's watch, and it wasn't just Joe Biden. We're talking John Kerry. We're talking Hillary Clinton. His minions, and you're going to tell me, Veronica, that Barack Obama didn't get anything out of this?
No, please.
this is how deep this deep state, this dark deep state that we're having to deal with. And it is bothersome, and it really perils. The Democratic Party talks about, the perils of democracy. Well, they are the great, to me, they're one of the bigger contributors to the destruction of this democratic republic, in my humble opinion. Dr. Veronica Karolinko, research associate at a defense consulting firm, Geostrategic Analysis, has been with us. Veronica, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you for the insight.
Bill,
take care.
I'm the senior editor of the New American right now, just so you know.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
The NewAmerican.com.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The right to gay and interracial marriage is setting up a final vote today in the Senate. The Respect for Marriage Act, after months of negotiations, puts the bill one step closer to being signed into law. Representative Donald McEachin, the Democrat from Virginia, died Monday from complications due to rectal cancer. He was 61. McEachin's House seat will remain vacant until Governor Glenn Youngkin schedules a special election to replace him. Russia and the United States put off a new round of talks under the new SALT treaty this week that would have been the first arms reduction talks since the Russian invasion of Ukraine in February. Russia's foreign minister said they will meet at a later date and gave no reason for the delay. NASA's Artemis 1 Orion capsule has traveled further beyond Earth than any spacecraft designed to carry astronauts. It beat the old record set by Apollo 13 in 1970 at 249,000 miles from Earth. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back with you. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Again, I want to stress that, or at least reinforce the fact that Veronica Karolinko, I still want to say Victoria, I don't know why, but forgive me. Veronica Karolinko, and I've always said, I've never had a problem with this before, but Veronica Karolinko is also the senior editor of The New American. You know, she's just in so much demand, and I appreciate her being able to come on because she gives us such, obviously, I mean, some clear understanding, being Russian and Ukrainian and helping us understand, you know, what is going on. I mean, in some sense, it is a manufactured, you know, civil war that is taking place is what I'm discerning from the things that she shared with us. So we need to continue to pray, you know, for Ukraine, for the leadership, and even our leadership, and how we respond to the needs, certainly the humanitarian needs there. I mean, wow. I mean, what are we talking? 3-5 million people have been displaced out of Ukraine, out of their home. Can you imagine that happening to you? I mean, it's just, it's heartbreaking to see what these people have gone through. Jeff Kep joins us now. The author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL QB, now ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, I'm good. I'm excited. This morning I'm flying to
Windshape Retreat Center down outside of Atlanta. It's a Chick-fil-A philanthropic camp that they host all sorts of events to strengthen marriage and fathering, and I'm joining up with my peers at the Fatherhood Commission.
Oh, how cool.
All over the country, about 150 fathering ministers.
Don't you love stuff like that? Because you all get together, you network, and you're saying, hey, this is what's working for my ministry here, and and you're able to exchange and, you know, kind of adjust your own trajectory, especially for this coming year, because you stop and you look and you go, hey, this is what happened this past year, this thing that, that God is doing. And it's interesting that you're doing this because, you know, this is the first week of Advent, and it's all about hope, right? And what gives it, what gives us hope but the hope giver, right?
The hope giver has come. It is Jesus. He's coming again.
Yes.
It was predicted by the prophets many, many times. And Jesus even predicted when he came that he would suffer death as the sacrifice for all sin, and he would give us the eternal life we were intended to live, and that he would raise from the dead. And he did all of that. And so we now are looking back on the proof of our faith.
Exactly.
And yet, as you said, the hope is that he can reside in our heart and help us handle anything going on, give us the greatest love possible, and that when we pass from this life, this temporary life, we're going to be with the Lord in perfection forever, the way it was intended to be.
Exactly.
So Christmas represents all of that. And I hope that people that are struggling with family breakup, disease, financial hardship, trauma and abuse in their past, discouragement, challenges with their kids, will turn and say, you know what? Anything's possible because Jesus has come. He has won the victory. And that's where we should be living our life.
Jeff, you've touched on so many things so important, but I want to go back to what you first said. And that is, Jesus, it was prophesied, you know, for thousands of years that Jesus would come, that God's answer for his creation, that God had not abandoned us, but that he would send a redeemer. He would send himself in the form of his son. And when you go back and just as you chronicled here, it was prophesied that he would come. He came. He, it was prophesied that he would set the captives free, which he did. That he would die for all our sins, which he did. That he would, you know, he would rise from the dead, which he did. Who else in human history has completed and fulfilled those prophecies? And with that, given us the confidence that we have in knowing that Jesus has completed the task so that we could live with him in eternity. Who else?
No one else. And the exciting thing to me that addresses a problem of these days is America has so much prosperity and given us such an impression that we have control of our lives, so much you know, power to handle things, to make ourselves happy with our house or the stuff we purchase or our job or our popularity. Those senses of control are all an illusion. And they're not helping us to know who we really, really are. And our security levels and our anxiety levels, especially amongst Christians, are so much higher than they need to be because we're forgetting our identity.
Exactly.
Because of Jesus forgiving our sin and living the perfect life, which God gives us credit for when we put our faith in him, that's what 2 Corinthians 5:21 says. Because of that, women who trust in Jesus are adopted as daughters of Abba Father. And men and boys who trust in Jesus are adopted as beloved sons of a perfect Father. And that is our identity. We live from that. We don't have to earn it. We don't have to strive and prove anything. We don't have to act super religious or avoid all the bad stuff or do lots of good stuff. If we'll just be grateful that we're sons and daughters.
Exactly.
And that Jesus lives in us, then we're going to want to live well to say thank you to him.
Right.
So I think we need to celebrate what you're encouraging this morning.
Right.
Well, focus on the hope.
Right. And what you're talking about, you know, and we've been sharing this, for some reason, the Spirit has brought this into my orbit repeatedly in these past 6-8 months, Jeff. And that is, it's our birthright. That's what you're talking about. It's our identity, our new birth in Christ, right? Our birthright. And how we need to honor and protect that. That, you know, when you look at what happened with Esau, Esau disrespected his birthright. And God hated that. I mean, that's very powerful. And God saw that as evil, that you would ignore your birthright. So here God has given you this birthright and all the privileges that go with it and the blessings, and you toss it away like it's meaningless. Let me give folks a
little metaphor. You know, that Jesus told parables. Imagine if you had been adopted into a family with a perfect mom and a perfect dad, with an amazing, loving marriage. You had siblings that they loved and you loved you, and you all got along, and you lived in a 20,000-foot mansion with incredible yards and rooms and recreation opportunities and a great kitchen, family room, warmth. But there was a little lawnmower shed out in the backyard, and you actually lived in that lawnmower shed instead of in the house because you didn't realize that you were in the family and got to live in that mansion.
Right.
And then when that lawnmower shed got some moss on it, or a window got broken, or maybe a fire damaged it, you got all upset that your little lawnmower shed wasn't doing well. And you forgot, no, I'm a son or a daughter who's part of the family that lives in that mansion. Why am I worried about this little lawnmower shed? That lawnmower shed in the backyard, that's this short life on earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's valuable, it's important, it's precious, but it's imperfect, and it's temporary, and it's small compared to eternity and your birthright of being a son or a daughter of the King who's living forever on mission right now.
Right.
So I love what you said, the birthright. Yeah. Remember who you are, whose you are, and what mansion you live in. It's your citizenship in heaven forever.
Jeff, a minute left. I'm going to let you pray us out and wrap this up for us, this first week of Advent that prepares us for the coming of the baby Jesus and a new life that awaits those who are that God is knocking at the door and saying, let me in. And he eagerly wants to sit down and commune with all of us. Go ahead.
Well, Father in heaven, we all come to you from different places on our journey. Some of us have trusted in you and given our life to you. Some of us have not yet done that. Some of us kind of think we have. We've gone to church, but we actually don't have that relationship with Jesus living in us by your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
All of us want to give ourselves to you and say thank you for loving us. Help us be excited about Christmas every day by thinking of our birthright, our identity,
what's the best
our inheritance.
I bought this year? That's easy. SalonPas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in SalonPas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using SalonPas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use SalonPas. It's good medicine.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. SalonPas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in SalonPas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using SalonPas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use SalonPas. It's good medicine.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. It is time for Sam's Corner. We're going to Sam's Corner. You check it out right there at the website, BillMartinezLive.com. And she's got all these great stories, these viral videos that everybody keeps talking about. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing lovely. How are you doing this
morning? Hey, I'm doing terrific. You got through Thanksgiving okay?
Oh, yeah. It was absolutely lovely. It was perfect. I got to go down to Wilmington, and it was a beautiful day.
Uh-huh.
That's Wilmington, North Carolina.
And, well, of course. Yeah, but they're there to see Help Me Wanda.
That's right. We had lots of good Southern food and all that kind of stuff, so it was great.
Yeah, Wanda's her mom, by the way, so you know what I'm talking about here anyway. And so good fun, and that's awesome. I mean, I love the holidays. I love that the holidays begin with Thanksgiving because it really sets the tone, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it absolutely. I mean, I don't know how you could, if you're lucky enough to get to spend time with your family and have a family that gets together like that, mm-hmm. I don't know how you couldn't be in the holiday spirit after getting to see those loved ones. I've always enjoyed it. And, I'm so glad I was able to make it down this year.
Right. Yeah. You know, except for those families where you have the goofy relative who comes in, the crazy uncle, or maybe the kid that is back from the first semester in college that has been fully indoctrinated by their professor. And then all of a sudden it's like you're spending all your dinner time at Thanksgiving explaining them to everybody, you know. But outside of that, like you say, in your particular case, it was optimum. It was a blessed time. And, I only bring up those other things only because, you know, sometimes that's part of the entertainment. And you try not to take that stuff seriously, you focus on what is, you know, what's it all about? You know, it's being thankful. And even for the crazy uncle and the the crazy kid from college that you're paying all this money for. You know, you're just thankful. Thankful to have them there at the table, and thankful for family. Like you said, when you pause in just a moment, you just realize, wow, you know, here's this time for family to come together, and we live in a country. There's no other country that celebrates Thanksgiving, you know, that says, hey, we're going to stop and be thankful for all that God has given us. I mean, you know, this is a unique celebration. And I think that it adds to the character and the woof and wharf of this incredible American idea that we're blessed to, you know, for those of us that live in this country.
That is really true. You know, that is true that we actually take a day and we spend time being thankful. I think it's good for us to remember what we're thankful for, because, like, as Americans, we have so many things to be thankful for right off the bat that everybody in the world has not been provided. And I think it's really important to show gratitude, you know, especially in consideration of those who don't have the same thing as you do. It's just, it's important to keep yourself focused and grounded. So.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Right. And, oh, yeah, by the way, it's a healthy thing to do. Psychologists tell us that people who are grateful and thankful, they're healthier. We want you to be healthy, right? So be thankful, have a good attitude of gratitude, and go out there and be a blessing, okay? And, you know, this is what Sam's Corner is all about, because we hear time and again how these blessings are, you know, how they're distributed by everyday people, like this this story. You know, we've talked about this before, and this is amazing, this annual event that all started with an accidental text, huh?
I love this story because, you know, we talked about this the first year it happened, actually, when a grandma and a man she accidentally texted ended up getting together. It's just been one of those stories that people started looking forward to every year. They start, like, the guy's name is Jamal Hinton. And this is back in 2016. He got a text from Wanda Dent, who thought she was texting her grandson. And, you know, so it was pretty funny because the exchange starts out. Jamal gets the text and he's like, who is this? He's like, it's your grandma. And he's like, can you send me a picture? And of course, he sends a picture of himself, and it's this white lady, and he sends a picture back of himself. It's a young black guy, and he's like, I don't think you're my grandma, but can I get a plate, though? And she said, well, of course.
Yeah.
And,
how cool.
You know, that's what grandmas do. They feed everybody. And so they ended up getting together, and it's something that, you know, I love reading comments about that because people – this is one of those things that just them getting together, it didn't just touch their hearts that one year. People have started to look forward to Jamal.
You're hearing about it, the Jamal and Grandma continuing saga, right? So we're up to the seventh Thanksgiving together, and I mean, has Jamal since added a family? Is he bringing the kids and everything now to Grandma's house, to his adopted grandma's house?
I know he brought a young lady with him last year, but I'm not sure about if he has kids or anything. He was 17 whenever all this started, which is just amazing. And, you know, so, you know, unfortunately, since then, Wanda's also lost her husband. And I think, I think that this kind of thing has been, I'm sure that it's changed both of their lives in ways that they never expected.
And ours, too, just hearing about it. This is just so special that they're able to enjoy this time. Like you said, we look forward to see what's happening. I mean, it's almost like you want to talk to them and go, okay, tell us what's happened in this seven-year period. And relationships, you know, of course, Grandma lost her husband. But, you know, what other benchmarks, what other celebrations have happened in those 7 years? Because, wow, you know, this is people doing people stuff. You know, we're just living in community, living, you know, for one another. And that is so cool. I love this story every time you share it with us. This next story is about a man who went missing from a Carnival cruise ship in the Gulf of Mexico. And so you got to tell us what happened, because, I mean, this is nothing short of what you might call a Thanksgiving miracle, right?
That's right. So a lot of times when people go missing off of cruise ship,
it's done. I mean, it's done. That is one of the worst things that could happen, is man overboard. I mean, you hear about it, you don't think, no, out in a big ocean, it's, you know, the likelihood of survival is not very good.
That's right. And, you know, so when this 28-year-old man went missing, this was actually on Thanksgiving, he went missing off the Carnival Valor, and he actually went missing for a couple hours and people couldn't find him. And so, you know, you fall off. I mean, most people can't tread the water for more than, like, you know, I mean, if you're lucky, maybe 5 minutes.
Well, and keep in mind, the ship is moving. It doesn't, like, stop on a dime. I mean, you're dropped off in the middle of this ocean. I mean, by the time everybody gets the word and everything else and you turn the ship around or you're sending people out there, I mean, there's a lot of distance there. So anyway, so they've lost him and he's out there treading water and saying hi to the sharks and all the other indigenous species out there, right?
That's right. So like you said, the ship keeps moving. And then the problem was they didn't know exactly when this guy fell off. So not only is the ship moving, it wasn't like anybody saw him go overboard. So it's a couple hours before they're even sure that he's missing. And and finally, you know, so this start, it was around 11 p.m. when his sister noticed that her brother had walked off. And, you know, it ended up being 15 hours before they found him. It was a 200-mile location.
Oh.
Or, you know, a 200-mile search radius. Can you imagine?
Right. Oh, my God. Yes.
So this is literally like...
And at night on top of that, right?
That's right. I don't know if you've gotten to see the video of him being rescued by the U.S. Coast Guard, but it really makes you really appreciate what those guys and girls do there. It's just, I mean, it's just amazing that they were able to find him and able to get him. And what's also a Thanksgiving miracle and what everybody has been like just shocked at is the fact that this guy was able to keep himself above water for all these hours.
Wow.
And so that's one of those things you hear about, and it was like, what are the how many different things had to happen in order for him to survive?
Exactly.
You know, for them to notice in time, for him to be able to tread water for that long. You know, different people who were rescuing him. There was one guy who said, you know, I've been doing this for 17 years. I've never seen anything like it. It's truly a Thanksgiving miracle. So I'm not sure what ended up with him overboard, but he certainly obviously did not do that on purpose and was doing his very best to stay alive. I can't imagine what must have gone through his mind.
Oh, and his sister must have been absolutely freaking out. I mean, we're talking 15 hours that he's missing. And it's like, you know, I might, for me, just out of sheer panic, I might have just jumped overboard myself and started swimming to see if I could find him or something, you know?
Absolutely.
The crazy reaction that would happen in your mind. Got about a minute and a half left here, and this next story is about parents welcoming the oldest twins in the world after they were born from embryos frozen 30 years ago. Wow, what a story.
That's right. So this is actually... The children's name, Lydia and Timothy Ridgway, they were frozen back in 1992. So, you know, you have to think this, like, these little embryos that were just born, they were frozen the year that Bill Clinton ran for presidency. It's just, you know,
right.
To give people like a throwback to what was actually happening. So they were born on October 31st of this year to their parents, Philip and Rachel. They had actually been frozen back then by a family, you know, experiencing infertility, and they just wanted the twins to go, you know, their children to go to somebody that would eventually use them. And
wow.
So whenever Philip and Rachel decided that they wanted to have more children, they were looking into adopting embryos, and they were looking to the ones that had been frozen, you know, they looked at it like who has been waiting the longest to be unfrozen.
Yeah,
kind of
right.
Like a Rip Van Winkle thing.
Wow, that's
sleeping.
That's crazy. Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, and here it is. They're born. They go, hey, you owe me 30 birthday gifts, by the way. Okay?
That's right. And, you know, the mom, it was only 5 years old. Rachel was only 5 years old when these embryos were frozen.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Frustrated.